This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we try to bring you a lot of really top information, news you can use, anything about you and your health. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now use Village Green as your resource for questions about your health. You can go on the website or the store on Cedar Lane. And do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now they have a sale going on through April 30th, 25% off all personal care products. There's a lot going on, so make sure you contact them or go by the store. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can join us next week for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients. Now, today's guest is Patricia Webbink, who earned her Ph.D. in clinical psychology from Duke University. And Dr. Webbink has a well-established private psychotherapy practice in Bethesda. And in its 40 years of operation, she has assisted couples, groups, families, and individuals on their path to healing and self-discovery. Her most recent book is our subject, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. Welcome to the show, Dr. Webbink.
Thank you, Dana.
Well, let's get going. I love the title. It's very intriguing. So give us an overview, first of all.
Well, as I've observed couples over the years of my practice, I've seen that there tends to be certain roles that people fall into. Now, more traditionally, women become clingers and men become stingers, but this is not always the case. And basically, the clinger is the person who reaches out, wants intimacy, wants closeness, and the stinger is the person who wants more distance, is more independent and self-sufficient. They're both healthy and unhealthy styles. And if you look at it along a continuum, the very unhealthy clinger would be the person who stalks, who is so fused in with another person that they've lost their own identity. And the stinger, the extreme of the stinger is the hermit, the person who just totally wants nothing to do with people. But as you get towards the center, which is the goal, the clinger is a sensitive, loving person who is able to be in an intimate relationship and is able to love and give. And the healthy stinger is somebody who is self-sufficient on his or her own and is more able to come towards the center and still be intimate, but still keep the sense of self and aloneness and privacy.
That's well described. And I find it interesting the way you've laid it out. And what we're looking for is balance. And I would assume that some people gravitate, if they're more centered, there are times they gravitate toward whether they go to clinging or stinging. Do people gravitate widely enough that they actually go in clinger or stinger direction under different circumstances?
Yes, under stress, you're going to find yourself reverting back to your weaker point. So we all have our weaknesses, and when we get into those situations, we'll tend to cling or to sting. And so it's important not only to understand yourself, but to understand your partner, who may be another clinger or another stinger. So you could have two clingers together. That's like two peas in a pod, or two stingers. That's like two ships passing in the night. Or you could have a more balanced relationship of a clinger and a stinger. The problem is they're more like foreign countries. They don't understand each other because they work differently.
Well said, well said. I suppose it's understanding your partner in the relationship, understanding where they're coming from relative to where you are. It's kind of like a journey. I always say, I don't care what you're talking about, a journey through life, a journey through a health condition, you have to know two things, where you are and where you need to be.
Yes, that's a good analogy, Dana.
Yeah, and I'm hearing this in what you're describing.
And miracles are possible just as they are in health and nutrition. They are possible in relationships.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good news for listeners. It sounds a little like John Gray's Mars and Venus. Tell us how that your concept is similar and different.
Well, we're similar in that we're categorizing people. We're different in that we're not making gross generalizations that aren't true. John Gray sees men in one category and women in another. That's just not accurate. There are women, for instance, who are strong stingers. They keep to themselves. They're not able really to be intimate, and they definitely sting. There are men who are clingers. We're socialized to be the way John Gray says, but it's too grotesque an image, and there are a lot of feminists who are adamantly opposed to John's simplistic way of categorizing people.
Well, that's very interesting, and I do like the fact that you have not made this gender specific.
No, I mean there are. I generalize that how we're socialized, and how it's difficult for women who are stingers and difficult for men who are clingers because they have to kind of hide it and be in the closet in order to have relationships. Definitely I don't make anything gender specific.
Do you think that opposites attract in these cases? Do clingers look for stingers and vice versa?
Not necessarily. I personally go for my opposite, but there are a lot of people who really like their to be with someone more like them. And so it really depends on the person and their own preferences, and I don't see there as being any right or wrong. It's kind of like the Myers-Briggs, for those of you who know about that, which is a category of four different states, basically, and then there are two sides of each one, so it's more complex than mine. Actually, I haven't gotten into the complexity yet of mine, Dana, but we can wait for that. But because, you know, I don't want to overgeneralize and oversimplify, and putting everybody in a category of stinger and clinger just doesn't make it. Or even if you say stingers, clingers, and centered people, which is, of course, the ideal for all of us, is to be centered. It's not that simple, and when it gets more complex, it gets more confusing. But I couldn't. The first book I wrote about this subject, I just basically concentrated on stingers and clingers, and I had it as a straight line from clinger on one side, stinger on the other, and in the center was the centered person, and that we were all somewhere along the continuum. In fact, it's more complex than that, but I'll leave that up to you, Dana, in terms of how you want to get there, if you want me to go into the complexities.
Well, I think that's certainly something that we can cover. One of the questions that I'm sure listeners are asking themselves, how much can someone change their intimacy style? I can't imagine that a stinger would become a clinger or vice versa.
Right.
What's your experience? Because this is your expertise, Pat. You've been doing this a long time.
I really have. It's only recently that I've gotten so excited about writing, I can hardly stop myself. Before, I would put the writing aside, and I had this idea many, many years ago and have been writing on it for a long time but not publishing. And now I'm publishing to beat the band. But as far as can you change, well, first of all, under an extreme kind of tragedy or something that happens that's major, you can make a shift. Let's say you're a clinger and then all of a sudden you lose your partner or you lose a child or something tragic happens in your life, and you can, in fact, revert to the other side. And the other thing is that under crisis, the stinger becomes a clinger, and the clinger becomes a stinger. Again, something that's hard to believe. But I've had stingers who come to therapy and say, you know, Dr. Webbink, when am I going to change? When am I going to stop feeling all this neediness? When am I going to be able to just be on my own again like I always was? And they look so much like a clinger, but they're not. And when the stress leaves them and they finally deal with whatever the situation is, they go back. If it is a very, very extreme situation, let's say somebody's house burned up, whatever the extreme thing is, then you could change as a more permanent kind of change. It's really similar to a Freudian analysis where Freud says you determine your personality by the age of six. And most of your stuff is very, very early on. I think that's the same thing for stingers and clingers. However, under certain circumstances, you're going to be able to make that complete switch. And, you know, you stop being able to trust somebody who always trusted and then finds out they can't trust at all. But no, in general, it's very difficult to change it. And you have to work really, really, really hard on it. I know I've myself have worked really, really hard on it. And I figure if the expert in this field has a hard time with it, well, anyone is. I am able to make changes myself only because I have such an awareness, not only of myself, but of other people and how they work. It's still a lifelong struggle for most people to try to get out of their weaknesses, whether it's health weaknesses. You know, let's say you have a weight problem and you think, oh, I got this one down. You know, I've lost all this weight. You know, this is never going to happen again. And then the next thing you know, you've gained a bunch of weight. Well, that's pretty much the same analogy here with the stinger and clinger. You think you've got it down because you're not under stress, but then when the stress comes, you revert right back to the old pattern. So they're deeply embedded, and in general, it's pretty hard to make. But all of us go towards the center, and if you're a monk and you're up on the top of a mountain, it's much easier to be centered than it is in the middle of a polluted city where there are all these stresses on you and all these things, and that's, again, the analogy to nutrition, which I was wondering how we were going to be able to make that. But, you know, it's pretty easy to be out on an organic farm eating well and not having the stress that's going to lead you towards your weaknesses. And that's the same thing with the clinger and stinger. If you're in a very happy relationship, if you're in a wonderful community, you know, the stresses aren't there. But as soon as those stresses come back, the question is, how are you going to deal with them?
Very well said. Very well said. Well, we're going to explore this in more depth. For those of you who have tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Patricia Webbink on Stingers and Clingers.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, please tune in for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients. Now, today's guest is Patricia Webbink, and she earned her Ph.D. in clinical psychology from Duke University. She has a well-established private psychotherapy practice in Bethesda, Maryland. And in the 40 years of this practice, she has assisted couples, groups, families, and individuals on their paths to healing and self-discovery. Now, her most recent book is our subject, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. And Dr. Webbink gave us some excellent definitions. I think the words describe themselves. The clinger is someone who needs more intimacy in a relationship. The stinger does not. Kind of distances themselves, and in between is the center. And more toward the center is ideal. And Dr. Webbink just talked to us about stress undermining a lot of this. I am reminded, Dr. Webbink, of the terms differentnesses make for differences. And what we're talking about here is the different styles that people have in a relationship and how those are setups for differences among people. So I'm going to let you carry on with the discussion that about the stingers and clingers. Let's fill our readers in on more info.
Well, if you have two clingers together, they still are different. One is going to be a little bit more towards the center than the other. And so they will start to mimic a kind of clinger-stinger style. And the same thing goes for two stingers. They're still stingers, or they're still clingers, but with each other, one of them is more on the clinger side, and the other is more on the stinger side. So it's pretty rare to find somebody who is exactly like you are. You were saying that they crave more intimacy, that they need more intimacy, the clinger does. But in fact, that's not. I think that both types of people need intimacy. It's just that they manifest it differently. In fact, if you ask a stinger, do you want intimacy? Do you want to get married? Do you want to, you know, have a family? Do you want to settle down? Do you want to have a commitment? They'll often say absolutely yes, but the fact is their behavior, it's really a matter of behavior. Their behavior shows differently. They're 40 years old and they don't have a relationship and they're not really headed towards one. So that's basically, it's the behavior that changes it, but the needs or the wishes for intimacy are pretty much universal. It's hard to be alone. I mean, some people have resigned themselves to that. And it's easier for the stinger doesn't crave that kind of intimacy that the clinger does. I agree with that. But I think that we all need intimacy.
So we're just looking for that intimacy in different ways. And it sounds like the stinger needs to maintain more of their individuality.
Yes, they need their space more. And the clinger has to understand that and not take it personally, and feel that if the stinger doesn't call or is busy or distracted, it doesn't mean that the stinger doesn't love them, but it means that the stinger is busy, whereas the clinger is pretty much thinking about the stinger night and day. It's hard for them to conceive that the stinger wouldn't call them or want to be with them all the time or be thinking about them all the time, because they're projecting themselves on the other. The stinger finds it kind of disgusting that the clinger is so focused on them and feels suffocated, smothered, caged, and controlled. So clingers need to learn to be more independent, and stingers need to learn to be more sensitive and loving and not to take these things personally and project their own styles onto the other person. And that's part of the reason that some stingers really want to be with other stingers. They just don't want to put up with the clinginess of clingers. And some clingers just can't stand the feeling of being rejected and pushed away all the time, and they really crave to be with people who are much more supportive and loving, etc. So, yes, I agree that opposites attract, and it's nice to have some differentness. But in a sense, you don't want to look to someone else for what you need yourself, because we all need the sense of separateness, aloneness, independence, and we all need intimacy, closeness, and togetherness, etc. So those are all things that we need, and if we only look to somebody else to supply that for us, it's going to hurt, because for the clinger, it hurts a lot to need somebody else to pull away from you just to have the healthy balance that you need in your life. And you said balance earlier, Dana. Again, the nutrition analogy, the best thing you can do is have balance. And that's certainly the best thing in relationships, too, and not to look to the other person to balance you out and to give you what you don't have. You want to have all of it in yourself and let the other person compliment you but not push you in a certain direction.
I like the way you say that. I'm thinking of growth that occurs in relationships, and that having a little bit of the opposite, it pulls you in another direction and helps you grow as compared to couples that are so united on a style of how they interact, goals, etc. So I see it as growth enhancing. And it was interesting to hear you talk about that whether they're two clingers or two stingers, they'll move, one of them will move slightly in the other direction, creating, I guess, what we could call some semi-balance. And I'm thinking of two people who trying to go through a door, and one always, they both always let others go through the door first. So there they stand, holding the door, you go first. And eventually one of them goes because you have to make a change. And
that's a very nice way of putting it, Dana. And it's not exactly what I was saying, but I think it's true also. I was just thinking that naturally one stinger is more of a stinger than the other. And so in the relationship, the less extreme stinger is, a clinger within that relationship. But what you're saying is something different, that you actually push yourself into a different way. Now you're making me have to write my fifth book, Dana.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm glad. Does this apply to, Dr. Webbing, in relationships, working relationships?
Yes.
This helps, I would think it would help in identifying this in the individuals you work with.
Very much so. I, for instance, I can't stand having clingers in my office. I want my space. I want to be productive, and I want people to work independently of me. And if I get a clinger, they will find an excuse in one way or another to suck me dry. And I just can't stand it. I get upset and angry. So I can't hire a clinger. And when I'm looking to hire somebody in my office, I always am very, very wary of that. And at times, I've had really fabulous clingers who do wonderful work, and I put up with them just because they're so darn good, I have to. But it's hard for me because I suffer when they waste time talking to me about things that are just distracting me from concentrating on what I'm trying to do. And believe me, when you're trying to write, that takes a lot of hard concentration to say things just exactly correctly.
Writing is a very lonely project, and I've written two books, and it was difficult to isolate myself because you can't think freely if you're constantly being interrupted.
Yes.
And I had to find creative ways to extricate myself from any possible interruptions and create a pleasant surroundings. I went to the beach. We have a beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went when no one was there.
Right.
And that worked beautifully.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. And I think that's why I avoided it for so many years. But I started using writing therapeutically for myself because I needed to get away and think when under stress. And writing felt really good to let out all these new ideas that I was having and to pour them out. And so now, you know, that you've brought up a new dynamic for me in this phone conversation, I just can't wait to go and add that to my theory, because there's always something new that comes up. So now I think writing is more therapeutic for me. It's something that's comforting, and I know that I've really put all of the wisdom I have inside myself into a book. And that makes me very, very happy, because if I were to die right away, I'd know that someone could take my book and get all these years of wisdom that I've put together And it's not just about stingers and clingers. It's about all kinds of other issues that have come up. And I've tried to cram it all in there. I had an experience many years ago. I was the first feminist therapist in the D.C. area, and I was sitting in with a client of mine, and she said, "I just read this wonderful article." And she started to describe the article, and I said, "I wrote that." And I thought to myself, wow, how many other people are sitting with their therapists and talking about my article that it really moved them? I'll never know that, but I will. I know that, having taken the effort that it takes to write has really paid off. And with someone, for instance, as brilliant as you are, Dana, and, you know, I have worked with you for many years myself, you can't bottle all of that talent that you have. But on the other hand, being able to put things into your books, you know that that's going to carry way beyond your own lifetime, and that's a very satisfying thing to do. So I made the commitment to writing after that particular session many, many years ago, but I feel like the commitment has continued because it's very satisfying to know that I have, you know, that somebody can pick up my book and change their life and become happy and change their relationships and never even meet me or talk to me or hear this radio show. They can just read that book and it can be very helpful to them. Of course, it's more helpful if they have the privilege of working with a therapist as brilliant as I am and as modest too. But the fact is, the book does things, and I'm sure you feel this way too, Dana, that you've put things into your books, even though you do have to deal with the loneliness of writing and also the struggle to concentrate.
Well, you know, that I think that's a challenge for any writer, whether they're journalists or book authors. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on the intimacy dance of stingers and clingers from Dr. Pat Webbing.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And I want to remind you that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And you can join us next week for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients. Now, today's guest is Patricia Webbink, and she earned her PhD in clinical psychology from Duke University. She has a well-established practice in Bethesda, psychotherapy practice. And during that time, she has assisted couples, groups, families, individuals on their paths to healing and self-discovery. And she has written several books. She also lectures widely and has been a guest on everything from the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Today Show, the Sally Jaffe, Jesse Raphael Show, Jane Whitney Show, Nightly News. So we have an expert here. She's been called the master therapist by best-selling author John Bradshaw. So, Dr. Webbink, let's go further into the complexities of the intimacy dance of stingers and clingers.
This is really complex because often people look like one style. They look, oh, this person's a stinger. They want their own space. They're always alone. They're always craving, you know, separateness, etc. But that same person may be a pretty extreme clinger at the same time. So that same person starts to want to own their partner, to have their partner do things with them all the time. They don't accept their partner's separateness as a normal stinger would do. And so, therefore, it's, if you think you're with a stinger and then it turns out you're not, you're probably trying to act in a certain way to please that stinger, and then they're very upset by the fact that you are not clinging to them. So it makes it extremely difficult to be with a complex person. In addition, let's look at the clinger-stinger. I think they're a little bit more rare, but here's the clinger-stinger. Somebody who is like the Bobbsey twins has to, you know, you go out for dinner and you say, what do you want to eat? And they say, honey, what do I want to eat? So they look alike, talk alike, sound alike, but in fact, they're two unique individuals. And as Laura Pearl says, the healthy relationship is intimacy, where you come together and you pull apart. So you're not together all the time, and you're not apart all the time. You have that very nice kind of balance. Now, here's the clinger-stinger. This is somebody who gets off of work at 3 o'clock and is home by 3:05, insists on shopping together, doing everything together. There's no sense of differentness. And so you think you've got yourself a clinger. And, you know, you fall madly in love with this person. And, you know, as time goes on, things are just magnificent, and then all of a sudden, one day, you have a slight, we're talking slight, disagreement, all right? And the next thing you know, this partner leaves. They won't talk to you. They won't have anything, or he or she won't talk to you. They won't have anything to do with you. They won't talk about their feelings. They're just gone. And The Dance Away Lover is an old, wonderful book that was written many, many years ago, talking about the person who just leaves and they're gone. But the strange thing is, you would never predict it. This person was a clinger. This person wanted to be with you at all times, and then the next thing you know, they're gone. And so it's very devastating for a person who's been victimized by that. I haven't heard as many stories about clinger stingers, so my book doesn't have very much on that. I've known quite a few stinger clingers, including my own mother. I know more about them. But frankly, they're kind of insidious. Of course, my mother has long passed on, so I'm feeling all right about saying that. But the fact is that, you know, these people, they're crazy-making, you know, because you're getting double messages from them all the time, and you don't know how to react. And you don't know, like, this person who was the victim of a clinger stinger doesn't realize that they're really walking on eggshells. And certainly with the stinger clinger, it takes a little while to understand that that clinger side is there. And it feels good. The clinger side feels good when you're having closeness and intimacy. What doesn't feel good is the demandingness of the clinger, because you basically have the worst parts of the clinger and the worst parts of the stinger in the stinger clinger or the clinger stinger. There is no balance. The only balance is that if you add them both together, they come out looking like they're centered. I had to redo my intimacy scale. When I first started out, I just tried to see, you know, how many clinger items you would answer to show if you were a clinger and how many stinger. So I'd get a clinger stinger who looked like they were balanced, and they weren't balanced at all. It's just that they were on the two sides of the extremes. So I had to change my scale so that people could be more accurately typed.
So they're really vacillating.
Yes. Yes, that's right. They are.
And that makes it, if you know you've got basically a stinger, you know how to respond.
Right.
If you have somebody that's vacillating, it's very hard to do that dance.
Yeah. And the little I know about clinger stingers, the vacillation is a sort of a deadly vacillation in that they look like they're not vacillating at all, and then the next thing you know, they're gone, and you have no way to process the relationship, and they can't, it seems to me, take conflict at all. They can't take any kind of power struggle, and so they depart. And they depart and do it from person to person to person. It's not just one person they do it with. They, you know, you see a pattern in that person's life where they've done it over and over again.
Right. The patterns.
Yeah.
The patterns tell you what's going on.
Within the relationship, the vacillation is not as apparent as the stinger clinger is, because the stinger clinger often doesn't leave. It has to come from the stronger partner who says, I can't take this anymore, you know, because of course it can go right into abuse. And if you have someone who's a narcissist, that's another big part of my book. I think narcissism is absolutely fascinating. And if you have someone who's a narcissist, they're going to be, basically a narcissist is not able to empathize, so they're going to be demanding and unreasonable, and they can't be sensitive to their partners. So that creates a kind of abuse where they're often very haughty, you know, full of themselves, and, of course, underneath it, insecure. But it's a deadly combination. And in my field, we're starting to see some seminars now on narcissism and also over-empathizers, people who on the other side of the narcissist are always sympathetic, always seeing the side of the other person and not seeing the side that they're on and not understanding their side. They're so busy listening to the other and how the other feels, they don't stop to really listen to themselves.
Well, it sounds to me, too, like the clinger needs someone else in that relationship. They get more, I guess, support. They need the support. They need the attention. And the stinger is a little bit more self-sufficient, if I'm using the right word, in a relationship. Now, these are certainly in the extremes, can be in the extremes. But I'm seeing the clinger is clinging and the stinger is pushing away. In fact, you have a graphic of that.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's correct. It's not necessarily the needs, though. You can see stingers who actually will quickly get married again when they're either divorced or widowed. But at the same time, that person is... really, you know, just needs to be in a relationship, but needs a certain amount of distance and space in the relationship. So it's not a question of really needs as it is in terms of behavior and also at the time of one's life. You know, if somebody's had some very long relationships and then they start to feel like, hey, I need my freedom, I don't want to just jump into another relationship and be, you know, consumed with that again. I want to breathe a little more. And the clinger who has, let's say, spent a long time alone really craves that intimacy. It doesn't necessarily mean that one needs it more than the other. It's more a question of where they are in their lives and how self-aware they are, because the stinger may just say, I'm never getting married again. I'm not going to be in long-term relationships. I'm just going to be a playboy or a playgirl. But the fact is they really do need intimacy, and they just don't want to be owned, caged, controlled, etc.
So different styles. Now, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. We're having a nice conversation with Dr. Patricia Webbink on the intimacy dance of stingers and clingers. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on phytonutrients. And a reminder that Village Green has a sale on personal care products going on until April 30th. Now, today's guest has been Patricia Webbink, who earned her Ph.D. in clinical psychology from Duke University and has a well-established private psychotherapy practice. And in over 40 years of operation of that practice, she has assisted couples, groups, families, and individuals in their paths to healing and self-discovery. We have been discussing her most recent book and our subject today, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. And Pat, in case somebody is just tuning in, would you give a quick description of what is the difference? And I want to go over in more depth what causes these different intimacy styles.
So the difference is basically in behavior. The clinger is somebody who wants intimacy, who's craving merger, closeness. The person who is the stinger is protecting her, himself, moving away, wanting independence,
sufficiency. I'll fill it in.
Yes, okay, thank you. So the stinger is wanting more separateness, and the clinger is wanting more togetherness. And of course, there's a continuum, so you can get extreme clingers, extreme stingers, people who are more centered, and people who are somehow midway along the line. In terms of the causation, it becomes complex because you could have two people in the same family, one ending up as a clinger and one ending up as a stinger. It's partly to do with the unconscious identification. Which parent do you identify with? So you could have one parent who is a stinger and you think, oh, I'd so much rather be like that person and not have to be clung to like my poor mother was all the time. Or you could say, you know, the toxicity of having a mother who was distant and not able to be, to connect with her child is so awful. And my clinger father was so much more sensitive and loving and giving that I am more like that person. This is an unconscious process. You don't say to yourself, I'm going to be a clinger, I'm going to be a stinger, just like the Freudian theory about your childhood really sets you in motion for the rest of your life. So it's basically, I'm going to give you some critical memories that helps to understand. You have the child who is going out into the ocean on daddy's shoulders and says, Daddy, I want to go back in. And instead of saying, okay, sweetheart, and taking the child back in, the father says, well, honey, why don't you just, if you want to go back in, just go back in by yourself. So this could be the making of a stinger. You know, the child could get off the father's shoulders and realize, wow, this is great. I can swim by myself. I don't need daddy's shoulders. On the other hand, what could happen is that the child gets off the father's shoulders And the next thing you know, this poor child is bowled over by a major wave, put into the hospital with ear problems, and forever terrified of the ocean. So this child has learned the lesson, I better not get off of daddy's proverbial shoulders. I need somebody to carry me. I can't do it alone. So how these critical memories happen are very, very important. Here's another one of a stinger. A child says, a child gets caught in a doggy door trying to get out of the house, and the child is caught. The child can't get in or out. And so the child lives with a fear of being caught, trapped, controlled, helpless, etc. And recently in one of the retreats that I had, someone talked about a memory like that. And at the end of the retreat, I gave the person an imaginary saw. We were sort of giving symbolic gifts to each person, and I gave this person an imaginary saw, and I said, this is for you to saw your way out of the doggy door. And that was very, very impactful for that person, because he was trapped in being trapped, and he no longer needed to be trapped anymore. Very often, childhood really controls us to the point where we are prisoners of our past. And the whole point of my book is to get to the harmonious relationships, to become free of the past, to let go of that luggage that you're lugging around and let it go. Let it go out into the stream, into the canal, into the river, and into the ocean, and walk free of the past. Be a person in the present time, which, of course, all Buddhist thought, or most any kind of thought, is that you want to be in the present. You want to appreciate everything and have every day be Thanksgiving Day and live in the moment. So part of the goal of my book is to help free you from the past and give you hints on how you can overcome some of your own weaknesses and how you can work towards a harmonious relationship and also just a sense of inner peace and joy and balance.
Well, thank you, Pat. And I think that what I see the book helping with is personal growth, identifying, being able to identify where you are, where your partner is, and what you can do to get a little more centered with each other. And you say there's, you know, not a TV dinner. I call it a quick fix formula for attracting
right.
a compatible partner.
No, we're all looking outside of ourselves, you know, these singles things, you know, they want some kind of quick answer. But the answer lies within yourself. The answer lies within your own work that you can do yourself, not finding the right partner who's going to complete you. That does
well,
not
that's,
do it.
That's a wonderful thought to end the show on. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Webbing.
Thank you so much, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute. And that gives us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Swing into spring. Friday, May 2nd, join Ivy Vine Charities, the charitable foundation of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, for its 2014 golf tournament to benefit scholarships and community grants. Hole-in-one wins $10,000. Every golfer receives a free golf club, breakfast, lunch, and drinks. The Hampshire Greens Golf Course is located on North New Hampshire Avenue in Silver Spring. Shotgun start at 8 a.m. For details, visit ivyvinecharities.org/events or call 301-368-2105.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pro-Russian separatists have shown European military observers they are holding.